I don't know how much longer, all right? Malfoy shot at him, oblivious to Harry standing right behind him. It's taking longer than I thought it would. Crabbe opened his mouth, but Malfoy appeared to second-guess what he was going to say. Look, it's none of your business what I'm doing, Crabbe. You and Goyle just do as you're told, and keep a lookout.
I tell my friends what I'm up to, if I want them to keep a lookout for me, Harry said, just loud enough for Malfoy to hear him. Malfoy spun around on the spot, his hand flying to his wand, but at that precise moment, the four heads of house shouted, Quiet! And silence fell again. Malfoy turned slowly to face the front again.
Thank you, said Twycross. Now then,
he waved his wand. Old-fashioned wooden hoops instantly appeared on the floor in front of every student.
The important things to remember when apparating are the three Ds, said Twycross. Destination, determination, deliberation. Step one. Fix your mind firmly upon the desired destination, said Twycross. In this case, the interior of your hoop. Kindly concentrate upon that destination now.
Everybody looked around furtively to check that everyone else was staring into their hoop, then hastily did as they were told. Harry gazed at the circular patch of dusty floor enclosed by his hoop and tried hard to think of nothing else. This proved impossible, as he couldn't stop puzzling over what Malfoy was doing that needed lookouts.
Step two, said Twycross. Focus your determination to occupy the visualized space. Let your yearning to enter it flood from your mind to every particle of your body.
Harry glanced around surreptitiously. A little way to his left, Ernie McMillan was contemplating his hoop so hard that his face had turned pink. It looked as though he was straining to lay a quaffle-sized egg. Harry bit back a laugh and hastily returned his gaze to his own hoop.
Step three, called Twycross, and only when I give the command, turn on the spot, feeling your way into nothingness, moving with deliberation. On my command now, one.
Harry glanced around again. Lots of people were looking positively alarmed at being asked to apparate so quickly.
Two!
Harry tried to fix his thoughts on his hoop again. He had already forgotten what the three Ds stood for.
Three!
Harry spun on the spot, lost balance, and nearly fell over. He was not the only one. The whole hall was suddenly full of staggering people. Neville was flat on his back. Ernie McMillan, on the other hand, had done a kind of pirouetting leap into his hoop and looked momentarily thrilled until he caught sight of Dean Thomas roaring with laughter at him.
Never mind, never mind, said Twycross dryly,
who did not seem to have expected anything better.
Adjust your hoops, please, and back to your original positions.
The second attempt was no better than the first. The third was just as bad. Not until the fourth did anything exciting happen. There was a horrible screech of pain, and everybody looked around, terrified, to see Susan Bones of Hufflepuff wobbling in her hoop, with her left leg still standing 5 feet away where she had started. The heads of house converged on her. There was a great bang and a puff of purple smoke, which cleared to reveal Susan sobbing, reunited with her leg, but looking horrified.
Splinching, or the separation of random body parts, said Wilkie Twycross dispassionately, occurs when the mind is insufficiently determined. You must concentrate continuously upon your destination and move without haste but with deliberation. Thus.
Twycross stepped forward, turned gracefully on the spot with his arms outstretched, and vanished in a swirl of robes, reappearing at the back of the hall.
Remember the three Ds, he said, and try again. One, two, three.
But an hour later, Susan's splinching was still the most interesting thing that had happened. Twycross did not seem discouraged. Fastening his cloak at his neck, he merely said,
Until next Saturday, everybody, and do not forget destination, determination, deliberation.
With that, he waved his wand, vanishing the hoops, and walked out of the hall accompanied by Professor McGonagall. Talk broke out at once as people began moving toward the entrance hall.
How did you do?
asked Ron, hurrying toward Harry.
I think I felt something the last time I tried, a kind of tingling in my feet. I expect your trainers are too small, 1-1,
said a voice behind them, and Hermione stalked past, smirking. I didn't feel anything, said Harry, ignoring this interruption. But I don't care about that now.
What do you mean, you don't care? Don't you want to learn to apparate?
Said Ron incredulously.
I'm not fussed, really. I prefer flying,
said Harry, glancing over his shoulder to see where Malfoy was, and speeding up as they came into the entrance hall.
Look, hurry up, will you? There's something I want to do.
Perplexed, Ron followed Harry back to the Gryffindor Tower at a run. They were temporarily detained by Peeves, who had jammed a door on the fourth floor shut and was refusing to let anyone pass until they set fire to their own pants. But Harry and Ron simply turned back and took one of their trusted shortcuts. Within 5 minutes, they were climbing through the portrait hole.